Here we are at the first part of the railroad reservation. Someday it may run all the way over to Sloss Furnace.
That's pretty strange. A railroad in the middle of a park.
Well, you see, Andrew, that's the interesting thing about Birmingham. Because if it weren't for the railroads, Birmingham wouldn't be here.
While most cities were founded on a river, Birmingham was built at the crossing of two railroads.
The ore and all the natural materials to make steel were right here, but without the railroads, there was no way to ship it to customers.
The railroads were so important to Birmingham, even the first streets in town were laid out either parallel or perpendicular to the tracks.
When Birmingham was founded in the 1870s, traveling by wagon or horse-drawn carriage took days. Even to go to a city as close as Montgomery took almost 2 days.
The railroad made it easy for settlers to move to Birmingham.
Is that why they call it the Magic City?
Right, because it grew so fast from nothing but a railroad crossing.
The Railroad Reservation Park is planned as a public park 18 blocks long, right in the middle of the city.
Well, the Railroad Reservation Park is our central park here in downtown Birmingham. It's an area of the city where we started. It's the heart, it's the soul, it's the place where Birmingham began. And as Frank Setzer, the founder of our center, said, and I love to quote him on this, he was the champion of great cities. He said, great cities have great parks, and Birmingham needs a great park.
Well, we know so far, since we decided that we were going to do the railroad reservation, and since we really put it into place, we've had about almost $30 million in private investment in and around that railroad reservation park. So it's an idea whose time has come, and people are responding to it with private dollars, so it's wonderful for Birmingham.
Well, I think the other really valuable and important part about the Railroad Reservation Park in the downtown is that it can be an extraordinary economic stimulus for undervalued properties that are between the Railroad Reservation Park and UAB, the potential to bring people to downtown from across the region, as well as give people who live downtown reasons to play together, work together, and that economic stimulus is one of the keys to the long-term success of this park.
You know, I tell everybody the story that as an older man, I looked out at that piece of land and I never saw anything. But then I got a group of young people together and they saw park and runways and all that. And that's just testimony to the fact that, you know, young people should dream, old people should get out of their way. And so that's my story about the railroad reservation. It's going to be wonderful. And it's only because of the vision of some very young and energetic people.
Just imagine it. People who work downtown meeting their friends on the south side for a picnic, throwing a frisbee,
or doing nothing, like taking a nap under a tree.
Wow, parks are a great way for bringing people together.
Good place to meet girls.
Yeah, it'd be quiet, Kelly.
The railroad reservation sounds like a whole lot of fun.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Awesome.
Yeah.